Ambassador College presents Garner Ted Armstrong. Today, Garner Ted Armstrong speaks out about our debt-ridden society and how to get out of debt and stay out. He also offers you a free booklet. It's called Managing Your Personal Finances.
Hi, this is Garner Ted Armstrong. Do your children know how to use money? I mean, do they know how to use it, not abuse it? To most young people these days, money is something that just gets handed to them, which is nice if you can afford it. That is, if you want to do it that way. Not everybody does, you know. Some people think their children should start to learn early about using money, not just saving it for a vague purpose that stretches on into the future, which they probably don't even understand. Never mind visualize. Most kids don't, let's face it. They need something that is everyday to them, something practical. That doesn't mean the futility of watching their parents struggle and bicker and make a huge issue over money and still have nothing to show for it all. You think of the families that have broken up over money matters, and a lot of them have. Maybe there's some deeper problem with money that's certainly one of the major excuses. When they're through dividing the spoils, nobody seems to be left with very much. And what do the kids learn? That money is an impossible barrier to happiness. That money is the root of all evil. It's really the love of money. That is called the root of evil, by the way. But kids get the idea that there's something strange and ominous about family finances. On television, they see thieves risking and throwing away their lives for money. They see ads that tell them that having things is the ultimate happiness, that keeping up with the latest fads and getting the newest kitchen appliances and latest car is a good reason for living. Money gets to be a big deal, the biggest deal, as a matter of fact. But is it really? Is that what you want your child to grow up thinking? Money, money, let me get my hands on enough, find a sack in a street, hit it rich, have a rich uncle die, have somebody pay me $1 million. There's an endless desire for things, and many a young couple kind of get the notion in the pink clouds of vanity and romance of standing in the midst of the newest, latest, beautiful double oven kitchen, whizzing away in their beautiful little sports car, coming home to the proverbial cottage with a picket fence. Everything is very, very nice, very lovely. Just sign the check, charge the whole thing, and maybe she, if she's young, robust, healthy, 17, and good-looking, is going to marry him. That's Prince Charming, who is probably a middle echelon executive, the man in the gray flannel suit, who is rising rapidly in the business where he is presently employed, and someday is going to be an executive vice president, or maybe even end up owning the place. All of that somehow gets all tangled up with romance. Young people begin to expect in our glittering age of affluence, of gadgetry, of airplanes, automobiles, and homes, and motorcycles, and campers, and motorbikes, and trailers, and sporting equipment, and fishing equipment, and fantastic vacations, and the like, that they begin to expect these things in advance. And there are literally tens of thousands of young people who have found, after they got married, complete, no doubt, with the rock sounds, the long hair, the twanging, thrumming sounds that nearly break your eardrums, with the music that they like to listen to, that suddenly, after the honeymoon, it's down to earth time. He couldn't provide you with an outback mud hut, and you're unhappy. And so, pretty quickly, lots of young people find that all that glitter and glamour they used to dream about is pretty hard to put your hands on in practical fact. You need a book that Ambassador College has prepared called Managing Your Personal Finances, a practical, useful book that will tell you how to train your kids in money management, and if you're a young person, you ought to read it and learn from it on your own. So send for your free copy today of Managing Your Personal Finances. It has helped thousands of other people, and it can help you.
This broadcast has been presented by Ambassador College as a public service. The free booklet offered, Managing Your Personal Finances, is part of the worldwide program by Ambassador College of presenting vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Write for your free copy. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy. Listen again to Garner Ted Armstrong, presented by the Worldwide Services of Ambassador College, Monday to Friday on this station.